Kumlan and Abla Gemara. We are up to the Tzadik Ches Amar Al Gemara Shabbat, Perek HaZorik. We're up to the on top of the page by the two dots. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So Shmuel Yehuda's name, Rav Abba, name Rav Huna, name Rav. Hamavi Dalad Amis B'Shusarab. We just learned before about carrying four Amis, transporting an object, four Amis B'Shusarab. And the din is that you are Chayiv. Rosh Hashanah has to resemble the Rosh Hashanah in the Beis HaMikdash. We already had Davov, we'll have an Edavin, also in Davov, that Rosh Hashanah has certain criteria, like it has to be 16 Amos wide, has to be open on both ends, an argument whether you have to have 600,000 people or not by the Rishonim, and the Rambam says no, Rashi says yes, we already had Tazer before, and now Rav adds, if the Rosh Hashanah has a cover over it, and then it's no longer Rosh Hashanah because it's different than the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash by the Mishkan. So Mekoyda, if it's covered, potter. Fisher ain't a doyma l'digna midbar. It's not the way it was in the Mishkan, by the Mishkan. Because Rosh Hashanah there, as we certainly said yesterday, last few days, was there was a machna levia, which was a public domain, and they had wagons there that they used to transport the logs from one wagon to the next wagon and on, in the Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is. So we'll make calculations and we're going to see how we get to 16 Amos from the wagons. Basically, we learned already there were two wagons parallel to each other, one behind each other. and that's where they placed all the Amudim of the Mishkan. And, okay, says the Gemara, and there's no cover there. Think about Eini, it's not so. But our goal is these wagons, the Mekaydis have, and were covered. Right now, we think the wagons were covered. We'll see later. The wagons actually had no cover. The wagons themselves had, you know, had a couple of boards going, you know, crisscross there to hold up the pillars. But they were not. It's not a cover. It was wider gaps than three tefachim, and it was the boards that made the cover, as we'll soon see. But right now, L'chayyah, the Gemara is asking a question: the wagons themselves, weren't they covered? And so what? So maybe beneath the wagons was not a shesarabim. The problem was. Agola is the wagons tachtehen, beneath them, uveneyen, between them, betzidein, on their sides, the shusarabim. So the wagons, we'll see in the Gemara later, were each 2.5 amas wide. There was a space, a gap between the wagon and the wheels, and then the wheels. The wheels on each side was 1.25 amas, so all up, each wagon was 5 amas. If you include the wheels, it was 5 amas wide. There's a space, a gap between one wagon and the next, parallel to it, 5 amas, another wagon with 5 amas. So together there were 15 amas. These planks that they were carrying were 10 amas long. So the planks were laid out, the length of the plank was on the width of the wagon. And so therefore you had these planks overhanging 2.5 amas on each side of the wagon and the wheels. The plank was 10 amas wide, 10 amas long, and the wagon is only 5. So there's 2.5 amas, you know, on the right side of the wagon, and then the wagon on its right had pillars sticking out 2.5 amas on the left. So that's why there was a 5 amas distance between the wagons. And all up it was 15 amas. Later we'll ask, when do we get 16 amas when in fact it was 15? But Lepayel was 15 amas. Now these boards, these planks were 1.5 amas wide. Each plank was 1.5 amas wide, but the thickness was 1 amma. And now we're not exactly sure, as we'll see, how were they lying? Were they lying on their width and their width, or on their thickness? Were they taking up 1.5 amas on the wagon, or just taking up 1 amma? And that's what the discussion is going to be. Anyway, the question right now is, Rav says beneath the wagon, and it was all covered, is a shusarabim. So that proves a shusarabim, regardless of whether it's a cover or not, is still a shusarabim. Says, no. Kikom, Rav was talking about bedrosa and the gaps between the planks. That's where the shusarabim was, but directly under the plank, there was no shusarabim. I wonder, were there any gaps? Remember, we learned just a few days ago, if there's a gap less than 3 tefachim, we use the rule of lavud, it's as if it's closed up. So we need to have bigger gaps. So let's get more to say, Mechdi, let's analyze it. How long were the wagons? Chamish amit. The wagons were 5 amas. We're talking about the width of the wagon. The width of the wagon was 5 amas. And kamo, sorry, Pusya, the kedesh, how wide was each kedesh? How wide was each beam? Amos or palga was 1.5 amas. So if you have, if the width, and right now the Gemara thinks that for stability, they put the planks on its width. So if you have 1.5 amas wide, you would have 3 beams, that's 4.5 amas. But the wagon themselves, we said before, the width of a wagon is 5 amas. So there's a 0.5 amah gap between. So therefore, kama moisi klasa, you put 3 beams, poshlu palgo damsa. And so therefore, what do you have left? The gap of 0.5 amah. But there would have been a space between the first beam and the second and the third. If entire gap was only 0.5 amah, which is 2.5, which is already only 3 tvachim, but it was divided into 2. So each one was 1.5 tvachim. And lovud, so there was no gaps underneath the underneath the wagon to say there was a shusharam there to speak of. If you're going to make these gaps evenly between the 3 beams, it's kalavah dami, it'll be less than 3 tvachim gaps, and therefore it's closed up. Says the Gemara, me suffer. Who told you that Karoshim apusai have? Who told you the Karoshim were on their width, which is 1.5 tvachim, 1.5 amas? Manuchluhu, they were lying. Achudin manuchluhu, they were lying on the narrower side, which is what? The depth, the thickness, which is only 1 amah. So if there's 1 amah and you have 3 beams over a 5 amah space, obviously there's a lot of gaps. So we're talking about the length of the wagon was 5 amas as well, and the width of the wagon was 5 amas, and the length of the wagon was 5 amas, and you have these gaps of 3. If you only have 3 beams, there's 2 amas in between. Says the Gemara, you think that they allowed to have a gap of 2 amas on the wagon? So, how thick were the beams an amah? You're telling me they were lying on the thickness side. No, so what do you think they did? They did put 4 in. They put 4 in. 5 they couldn't do because it would be too crowded and it would be very difficult to place to put it in. But 4 they put in, which means you had 1 amah of a gap between, there were 4 beams, so you have 3 gaps, and the 3 gaps make up 1 amah. Again, each one only had 2 tvachim. Partial amsa, kishad lamar, beini beini, if you're going to distribute it evenly between the 4 beams, you have 3 gaps that divide 1 amah, each one is only 2 tvachim. So it's kalavud ami, again it's kalavud. So where do you have your shusharam? So Gemara says, Honicha, I could understand perhaps Laman Dama Kroshim Mulmaton Avian Amma Mumaila Colin Vahokin was similar to Gemara's Machlaikas, these beams in the base of Hamikdash, the thickness. So you're saying the thickness was an amma. Was it a thickness of an amma from the base all the way to the top, to the apex? If you learn that way, then you're right. There were no gaps there. If there's another way of learning is that no, that they narrowed on the top, that it became that the thickness became much narrower. So therefore, even though on the base it was an amma thick, but when you got to the top, it was only like a finger, nothing more than a finger. So there, the gaps were very wide between the beams. You'll have your rishus rabban. But if you follow the mandamba that they were equally distributed, the thickness on the bottom was the same thickness on the top, then there was no gaps. Where do you have a shusharabim? And yet Rav said there was shusharabim beneath the wagon. Doesn't that prove that even a covered shusharabim is considered shusharabim? So the Gemara says, again, Hanichal mandamba krashim al matno even amma, the bottom was thicker than an amma. But mulmailon kolav hilchibot, as you climbed upwards, it got narrower and narrower, ad ke etzba, to the size of a finger, shapir, makes sense. Then you have those big gaps on the other end of the wagon. Elamandam, let's say on the right side of the wagon. Elamandam, Akashem Shalamatan, even Amakakwa, my Lamabi, were thick in the bottom, they're thick in the top. Mayikulamema, so where were your gaps? Where's your Shusarabim? Omar Abkahana, Abkahana says, Be'at Boy. You decided that they distributed equally and there were equal gaps between them. No, they put them in pairs of 2. They put 4 beams, 2 on one end and 2 on the other end. And why did they do that? Because the beams have a ring on one side of the beams. And therefore, you couldn't put them side by side. So what you did was you put 2 together, the two that put together were the side. It didn't have the ring. And you had one ring that was sticking outside the wagon in one way, the other ring was sticking towards the other 2 beams another way. And because you put the 2 together, so you had 2 beams on one side, 2 beams on the other side, and you had an entire amma in between. And that's your gap. That's where the shusharabim was. So the Gemara, Adbo, Hechemonachol, Gemara says, okay, general question. The fact is, even if you put in 2 sets of 2, where were they sitting? Agaba d'agolva, they were sitting on top of the wagon. Agolva gufa mekayda have it, but the wagon itself has a cover. Every wagon has a base. So why wasn't it considered a covered rishus rabim then? Shmuel said these wagons did not have proper bases. But you say this, all they had was these a couple of beams crisscrossing, and there were massive gaps, and therefore there was technically no cover there. So they were carrying these big beams. They didn't need a proper, you know, base, like if you were carrying bags or something. Says the Gemara Torah, but we learned. So now we're going to discuss this argument that we just said, whether the beams were thick all the way through or just on the base, and then otherwise on the top it narrowed. Krashim, these beams, Mulmatan Levin Amma on the bottom, they were thick and Amma, but Mulmaila on top, Kolin Vahokhan got narrower and narrower at Ke'etzba to the size of a finger. What's the basis for that? Shenemar, it says in Pasik, it says that they should be Toyamim Mulamata. It says Toyamim, what kind of word is Toyamim? So it said we tie each. That should be Toyamim. It says that Toyamim from the Mata, then it says Yitamim al Roshay. Tamim also means narrowing or finishing off. So they, well, I don't know, where do you find the word Tamim? We find that by the Yarden, it says there, Tamu, when they crossed the Yarden and they went to Yericho, it says there, Tamu Nichrasu. And Tamu Nichrasu, that they finished the cutting off. So we see that Tamu means like cutting off or becoming narrower. And therefore, we're saying that it means that these pillars or these beams that are all around the base of the Mishkan were getting narrower on top. Over there means it came to an end. The Chemi says no. They're thick in the bottom, thick in the bottom. It says Yachdov. It says in the pasuk that it says in the pasuk here, Tamim Lamata, and says that the Yachdov you together, as if they're what? They're joined together and they're the same all the way through. I vaksiv Tamim. Ahu Tamim means whole. The laser shleimim v'le laser the nisav. Tamim of him means whole. That bring the pillars whole. Don't bring pieces and put them together. V'idach namik siv yachdov that together. Sounds like they were the same size. They were the same all the way through. Ahu d'loy lishchalfuni mahadadi. That means that is something totally different. That is that it should not be that they shouldn't be poking in and out. They should all be on the same level. It should be flush. When you're going across, looking at the outside, the inside, they all be flush. That's what yachdov means. They should all be together. The one who says that it was an amma all the way through to the pasuk. Well, the yark say ha mishkan. It says on the sides of the mishkan yama on the west side tasa you should make shisha krashim. So you have in the mishkan you had the tzofa and the dar north and south, and they had the same amount of pillars. But then the west side, the back, you had six beams. The front, the east, had nothing. Shisha krashim, and then it says. And you make two beams at the corners. So you have the north side and the south side, they come to an end. And then you have a space, and then you have the six beams on the west side. And that corner, which is a gap, you had two extra beams for that space. Okay. It says it was Shnei Kroshim Tassel Mikzois. So the Osi, so what happens? The Osi Pusya Dahani Memale Lasumcha Dahani. So what happens is you have a gap, right? You have a gap of an amma. So you put in an amma over there, and you put that extra beam on the other side, on the north side, and on the south side, and now everything looks flush from the inside of the mishkan. You know, it was 10 ammas. You can see 10 ammas from the inside of the mishkan. So you had each beam was 1.5 ammas wide. So you had six beams. That was 9 ammas, and then you put these extra two beams on both ends. They were 1.5 ammas wide each. We saw a half an amma inside the Mishkan. And the other amma was parallel to all the other beams, the thickness of their beams. So it was flush. Everything was perfect. You tell me that the top narrowed, the thickness, narrowed to the thinness of a finger. So what happens if you looked in the Mishkan, you would see, that, so all the pillars, you know, when you're standing inside, right, all the beams, they look flush, but it's actually on top. It's only the thickness of a finger. So when you went ahead and you put in that extra beam on the other side, and you, and what do you call it? And it was 1.5 ammas wide, and there was a half an amma that we can use inside. But that one there was like standing outside. It didn't look flush anymore because it was only thinness of a finger. And because of the thinness of a finger, you saw all the other beams coming inside, and here you'd be walking outside, you would see the beam sticking outside because only thin of a finger, and there's a whole gap there. And I'm thinking about hi, I was asking to shuffle the keturin. You made it like a mountain. a mountain, you have slopes on both sides of the mountain. So therefore, this last beam that they put in, you didn't see it all. It stuck outside altogether. So you didn't even see it in the Mishkan, and therefore you didn't notice that it wasn't flush. What you saw in the Mishkan was, from standing inside, everything looked flush. Outside, we took the beam and it slanted away from the Mishkan. So therefore, you didn't actually see it. Then the Gemara says, "Abriyach atichim to hakrashim," that you had inside these beams, you had a hole where you put a beam through the Mishkan to hold all these pillars together. Talmud, we learned, "Benes hayoemid," it was miraculous. What was the Nes? The Nes was, the Gemara learns here, and takes the Ray alerts us that the Rashi Chumash has a different shot. The way you learn the Chumash is that every side, the north side, had its own briach, this thing going right through, and the south had its own, and the west side had its own. Here we're saying that it was a Nes, that the stick suddenly wound its way all around. Miraculously, the stick then went all the way down the north side, made a left turn, bent itself, and went down the west, and then bent itself and came back down the south. The Medrash actually adds that they couldn't work out how to do that until Serach Basasha came along and says that that Yaakov Avinu's stick is very special. And it took Yaakov Avinu's stick, which came from the Medrash, came from Gan Eden, took Yaakov Avinu's stick, put it through the hole that's inside all these pillars, and it went right across. And it turned by itself miraculously. And to tell us that the Mishkan, the whole Mishkan stands on the schus of the Avos. Anyway, so the Gemara continues. Let's now talk about the curtain. We'll continue about this machlekes if the stick's narrow to a finger, or there was still an am on top. And this will tell us regarding the curtains, how the curtains worked. There were two layers of curtains. The first layer of curtain was just a bunch of colors and material, and the next one was the hair of Ezim, of goats. So it says in the pasuk, "Vesa Mishkan tasa esa yiriyas," the Mishkan you should make 10. Curtain. Now each curtain was 4 amas wide and 28 amas long. So if you had 10, you sew them together. So there were 40 amas wide, but there was still 28 amas long. So it says, how long was a curtain? 28 amas. Shadi Urkayu, you took the length of these curtains, Lepusya the Mishkan, to the width of the Mishkan. Kamahave. How much was it? Now the width of the Mishkan was 10 amos, the length was 30 amos. So if you're taking the length of these curtains, which are 28 amos long, and you're hanging it over the Mishkan was 10 amos long. So you take off 10 from 28, it leaves the 18. So there was draping the Mishkan on 9 amos on one side, 9 amos on the other side, which left something exposed on the bottom, because the Mishkan was the pillars were 10 amos tall. So therefore we say, Kama have eser v'tam, dal eser l'igra, take off 10 for the roof, poshalu, tesla hagisa, tesla hagisa. So you had now a curtain of 9 amas on either side. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there was another amma, because he says that the pillars themselves were another amma thick. So really, that took up another 2 amas, right? Which leaves you only draping down 8 amas. So you had 1 amma on the bottom, which were basically the adonim, which were holding together the beams. And then the sockets were holding the beams, and then you had another amma of beams exposed. Is the Megalia amma da adonim? So what do you call it? So it revealed an amma of adonim. But according to what do you call it? Rabbi Yehuda says that they were narrow on top. If they were narrow on top, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda was narrow on top. So therefore, the roof was 10 amas, left you 9 amas draping on both sides. The entire pillar was covered. All you saw was the amma of the socket. But Rabbi Nechemiah says that the top of the beams are also an amma wide. So they took up 2 amas, 1 amma on each side of the curtain. That left you 8 amas draping. So not only did you see the sockets on the bottom, you also saw 1 amma of the beam exposed. Rabbi Nechemiah megala amma de krushim. Now, what about the width, which is 40 amas? Shadi pusayu l'orkin the Mishkan. So you took the 40 amas and you put it on the length of the Mishkan. The width of the curtains were on the length of the Mishkan, which is 30. So that takes up 30. Leaves you 10. Kamahave abboin, 40. Dal klosi l'igra, 30 for the roof. Poshalu you 10. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pillars didn't take up any room. Mechasya amad adonim. On this side, it draped 10 amas down. It covered everything, including the sockets. The Rabbi Nechemiah, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, is megalya amad adonim. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, he says that the beams were thick an amma on top, so you lost 1 amma there. That leaves 9 amma. So here it covered the pillars, but didn't cover the sockets. So the sockets were revealed. Now that's the first layer. Then what about the next layer, which are the goats? Well, see, so Yiriyas Ezim Loyal, you should also make out of goats, curtains out of goats. How long was these curtains? They were 30 amas long. Not 28, but 30. And they were, and the Shadi Urkayu, so he took the length, Lepusi the Mishkan. These 30 amas, the second layer was 30 amas, he put that and he covered the width of the Mishkan. Remember, the roof was 10 amas, so that takes up 10, leaves you 20. Kama havet klosen, you have 30. Dal esel le'igla, take of 10 for the roof. Pashalu esel ha'gis ve'lagis. So now you're draping the Mishkan, you had 10 amas hanging on both sides. So again, it depends if the Adonim, if these pillars took up another amma or not. Ilab Yehudu says the pillars did not take up another amma, so you had the second layer covering completely the sockets as well. Mechasya amma da Adonim, they cover completely. The Rab Nechemya says that the pillars took up another amma on each side, so you only had 9 ammas draping down. You couldn't see the pillars, but you definitely were able to see the brackets. Megalya amma da Adonim, you can see the brackets. Tanya Nami Hochi, we actually learned this way. It says that there was an amma on both sides, but oidev, that was seems to be extra. And what was that? Lechaseis amma shel adonim. That was to cover the amma of the adonim. Abuda says that on the sides, the second layer covers also the sockets. And on the chemia, lechaseis amma shel krashim. On the first layer, you were, according to Nechemi, you were able to see not only the sockets, but also one arm of the pillars. At least that, on the second layer, covered that. Okay, so that's the length. Shadi pusayu l'urka de Mishkan, but the width of the second layer of curtain, they used for the length of the Mishkan. Kama have member arba. Here you had 44, because you had 11 curtains. And 11 times 4 is 44. The Mishkan itself was 30 amas long, so that leaves you 14. Dal klosin legal partial arba, say 14. Dal tarti likfela, then they doubled over at the end, so you lose 2 amas there, leaves you 12. The chsiv kafal to say ashishes amul or pnei oil partial. What is it? Leave it tarti, say 12 amas of curtain of the second one. Is bish leimel Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda says that you had 12, but 10 completely covered. He says the beams on top didn't take up any space, so completely covered all the beams and the sockets, and you had an excess of 2 amas that was flowing beyond the Mishkan. Hainu d'chsiv. That's why it says in Pasuk that chatzi hayiria, half of the curtain, because each curtain was 4 amas wide, half is 2 amas, ha'idefis, that was extra, tisach, let it hang there. So according to Yehuda, it makes sense. 2 amas were excess. Elor Am Nechemyu says that the beam took up 1 amma, so therefore all you had left was 1 amma of excess, my tisrach. So we answer Tisach Mechaber Yisrael. Tisach doesn't mean that it was just all of it was flowing. It was more than the other ones. It was 2 amas more than the other ones. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Lama Mishkan Doimel Isha Shemaleches B'Shuk. What's the Mishkan compared to? To a woman who's going in the marketplace. V'shipuleh Mahalchen Achreah. She has trails behind her, you know, like a kalos dress. So therefore, the Mishkan also had these curtains that were hanging in excess, dragging on the ground. Tanu Rabbi learned. Charutzim hayu krashim, the chalulim hayu adonim. The sockets had holes in them, and the beams had these two pillars sticking out, these two pieces sticking out, and so it can join in. And then it says another thing apart from the pillars, the curtains, the needing krashim belalois, they stitched together the curtains and they put these hooks together, all these nice golden hooks. If you looked at it from a distance, and the reflection of the sun is kikachavim erkei, look like the stars in the sky, look beautiful. Tell them what we learned. Yiriyas tachtoinis, the curtains on the bottom, shall tchelis mera blue, also gum, purple, also tlash, shani, red, with shall shashan, linen, and silk. And elyonis, and the top ones, shall mice ezim. The top ones were made out of goats. And ugdoila. And you should know, silk. It took more skill to make the ones, the curtains from the goats, than the ones on the bottom. Why? See, the curtain made beneath it says, "V'chol isha, any woman, chachmas leib, who is intelligent or skilled, be a deh with her hands, tovu, they spun it." And then they brought from all the different colors to the base, to the Mishkan. Feel bel yoinis, see, but when it comes to the to make the one curtains from the goat here, there it says, "V'chol hanoshim asher nosa liban." It says all those women that were, you know, extremely skilled, is so they a son of a chachma, they did a chachma tovus ezim, they spun the goats, and because they spun the hair of the goats while it was still attached to the goats, and that required far more skill. that they washed it, they laundered it while it was still attached to the goats, and they spun it while it was still attached to the goats, so it should remain fresh and so on. So therefore required a lot more skill. Those are the two sets of curtains. Okay. So we'll stop here. Good Shabbos, everybody.